What's up, you guys? Welcome back. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
On Girl Scene.
Girl Scene.
Two lesbians meet in a bar or during COVID, maybe at someone's house, maybe at the beach, wherever you guys are meeting.
Is this a knock knock joke?
No. Three lesbians walk into a bar.
Whoa.
They've all fucked each other. Just kidding. but not really. Two lesbians meet. They decide within an hour and 4 minutes that they're madly in love.
I would say 34 minutes.
34 minutes. They're madly in love. They both already want to cuddle each other. Their date lasts about 72 hours.
awake the whole time.
Fully awake, talking about every aspect of your life in every capacity.
Yeah.
And within, I don't know, 1 week max, you're moving into their apartment or moving to another state for that matter.
Yeah.
What do we call that, Maddie?
It starts with a U, right?
And it ends with a hauling. You hauling, bitches.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. You hauling.
Listen, I'm no professional in U-Hauling. I've definitely attempted to U-Haul, but the bitch that I asked to fully said no. She should, because why the fuck would you U-Haul with me after a week straight? Have you met me? If you haven't, hi, what's up? I'm Blake Aaron Hill. I'm 28 years old. I need lots of therapy.
Yeah.
I need to smoke up the ass, and I never will.
Yeah.
I'm an absolute control freak, but I'm also, I don't know, great. So yeah, I've asked one girl to U-Haul. She's, I mean, not fully U-Haul. She's like, after 5 days, I was like, be my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She literally dead ass looked at me in the face and was like, I don't know what to say. And I was like, bet. I was like, I was super upset in the moment. Looking back, psychopath.
Thank God.
Thank God. I mean, not thank God because she's dope, but like, thank God because like, I'm a psychopath and I needed to be checked. My co-host, on the other hand, Madison Rose,
yo,
has done the U-Hauling situation.
Yeah.
And she's going to give us a little rundown of exactly, I mean, you guys know, you've U-Hauled, you've had 15 girls that you've wanted to live with, maybe you've lived with three or four of them. How was it, Maddie? How did you feel? First of all, let me give a little pretext. I know I won't shut the fuck up. I know you guys are like, give Madison the fucking microphone. I know. I know. I lived with this bitch, Madison, okay?
Yep.
My co-host. She falls in love with this girl what feels like overnight. And I'm like, she's out. She's done.
Yeah.
Within like how many months was it that you were like, I'm out?
One.
But mind you, 30 of those days, she slept at her house.
Yeah.
I didn't see her once.
Yeah.
Okay? She comes to the house, says she's going to live with her girlfriend that she met on a Hinge, on Hinge.
Yeah.
And Hinge, honestly, sponsor us. Like, what the fuck? I've talked about you guys so many times. I know we have four listeners, but yo.
Yeah.
Sponsor.
Yeah.
Says she's going to live with this girl. And I'm like, okay. I'm not a lesbian at this point, so I don't understand what's happening. I think she said the word U-Haul, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know. Do you need me to call you a car? What are you talking about, bro?
I wasn't in the lesbian dictionary.
No, I wasn't. I fully wasn't.
Yeah.
I feel cool now that I know what U-Hauling is.
Oh,
my other friend just had to Google what it meant, and I was like, you're such a fucking lame. He was like, okay. And Maddie's like, you didn't know what it was 4 days ago. And I was like, you're right.
Yesterday.
So she tells me she's living with this girl within a day, packing up in an actual U-Haul, pieced out up north.
Yeah.
How did you feel on that drive up there? How do you feel today? How was the experience? Give it to him.
Okay. First of all, you really just drug me.
I'm sorry. I had to, because you fucking left me to find another random ass roommate in West Hollywood, which was also what the fuck.
Dude, oh God.
How did you, I know, Madison's like literally like, I hate you for bringing this up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
Maddie, go,
yeah. Are you sure?
No,
you don't want it one more time?
I'm not sure.
You don't want it one more time?
Go.
I'll give you five more seconds.
Go. Smoking my pop. Go. Drive out there. Go.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Okay. Yeah. I met this girl. Our first date, I remember this still, and probably always will. Our first date was on a Thursday. I didn't come back to my apartment till Sunday. And Sunday night, she was my girlfriend.
Dead serious.
Yeah.
You drove up in the U-Haul to Sacramento. And why is that? Why do we do that, you guys? Why do we feel the need to move in with our girlfriends so fucking quickly?
Well, I can only speak for myself. And my story is where I was in my life. That was the out I fucking needed. And as shitty as that is to say to myself, and as shitty as it is to say to her, that is all that it was for. And it was for...
An out in what way? What do you mean?
An out of the life that I was living.
Which was what?
Which was having come out to my family and them making me feel as though I was a leper, basically, and, you know, doing anything they could to pull me back into a life that I was trying to shed. So, yeah, having the opportunity to then turn the other cheek and see somebody who was telling me that they loved me no matter what and would support me no matter what, and I genuinely felt wanted me to be a happy person.
So she was like your safety net. Is that how you feel?
I mean, yeah, to an extent, for sure. Maybe not a safety net, more so she was the strength, really, that like I was lacking, you know? Or she brought out of me the strength that I couldn't bring out on my own, mm-hmm. which is not...
A reason.
Yeah, is not healthy. And, you know, didn't end up, you know, leading to a healthy, successful relationship. But yeah, I was in so much of my own personal, you know, trauma, I guess, that all I wanted to do was be away from it. And she was that.
That makes complete sense. And I feel like that resonates with a lot of you guys because how – but I guess where – because I'm trying to think back on like how I've – why – is it a girl thing? Is it a girl thing? Because you don't ever hear about like mm-hmm. a guy and a girl getting together and then like moving in together ASAP.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I definitely think it's a girl thing.
Why is it a girl thing for us to U-Haul? Why do we feel the need to like have that constant like togetherness, that constant feeling of validation, that constant feeling of like wanting to be together every single second? Why do women do that? I don't know. I know I felt that way, and I know you felt that way, and a lot of you guys feel that way. Why do we do that? Like, why do you think?
Well, I think, I mean, women, not to be like so, you know, say the most stereotypical thing, but women and emotions are so much the emotions women can go through and feel, and to the extent that they can feel those emotions, I think vastly differs from men and vastly differs in two women engaging versus a man and a woman, you know? And I think that I don't know, that obvious, you know, if you're gay, like you're going to be with another woman, like it's almost like you get around something that like amplifies, you know, what already is perhaps a little bit, you know, on high. But I don't know. I don't know why. Well, I think what I just said was my reasoning as mm-hmm. to why, you know, it happened. But I also too, in that as much as I now recognize that, you know, it was my escape, mm-hmm. in the moment, though, I did it because I was like, oh, no, because, like, she's my person. Like, I'm head over fucking heels in love with her, and she is me. And that's why we're doing it.
I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know how you're going to answer, but do you feel now, looking back,
yeah.
that you were truly in love with her?
I mean, I know.
Okay, and the reason I ask that is because I feel like a lot of you guys are U-hauling, and myself, why I wanted to, or like be with someone so fast and make it official so fast, is because we are meant, and like, I don't know if this is true or not, it's stab in the dark right now, that we are meant to want to be like, to bear children and have that like home and that like nurturing environment at all times, where guys are like constantly looking for women to be with, and like multiple women at that. And so like when you have two mindsets that are wanting to feel that monogamous feeling, that nurturing feeling of like being at home and wanting to have like that constant like lovey-dovey feeling, we get caught up in the lust of an infatuation of a girl before we understand like what our lives together would actually be like.
Yeah, totally.
And I feel like your life with your ex was just that. Like you guys had such a lust and you guys were so attracted to each other and it was so exciting and it's just like all like happy-go-lucky. But like when you really get to know each other in that experience of U-hauling, what did you discover later on that you were like, fuck, like this is not it?
I think I loved her 100%, but I don't think I was as in love with her as I thought that I was in that moment. And being so intimate, I don't mean that in like a sexual way, but you know, like literally we couldn't not be around each other, you know? So like that leads to, I don't know, you know, the moments where you're just like trying to get into the bathroom and like, you know, not, your eyes are barely open. It's like the middle of the night, whatever. And like, even in that moment, you're not really alone, you know? And that is hard, you know? But again, when you're in the moment and you think that this is how it should be. This is like what I want, to be so close to somebody and to have and to share everything. That's what I thought that I wanted, and that's what I was like dying for. But I realize now that I wasn't really dying for that. I was dying for, you know, just acceptance of myself. And yeah, so it was a trip.
I feel like the what you said about escaping your current environment and coming out to your family and them not accepting the fact that you're gay is also a huge factor as to why you guys are U-hauling, because it's kind of like you are so excited about this journey in your life. I hate that word, but this like new path in your life. And like when your people that you love so much are not in your corner and they don't support it, you're like, I need to get as far away from this as possible. Well,
yeah, that's exactly what it was. What I saw was my family does not, these people do not love me. And on the opposite end, this person, my ex, does. So why would I want to keep these people in my life and not this person, and vice versa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's like, I feel like it's a quick way to like escape the unacceptance of the people around you. But that comes with like a lot of hurt. Because if you think about it, like if people don't accept that you're gay, like I don't know, wherever you're from, like if people don't accept that you like women or your friends don't get it or whatever, it feels like so comforting to know that like the one girl that does understand it, that is in your corner, what feels like is in your corner, is someone that you can come home to every night. And like you are so desperate for that feeling because it just feels like the only thing you've wanted for however long, if you've been bottling it up, that like, for instance, you haven't come out for a while or you haven't come out yet, then it makes complete sense that like, okay, this person is the, you know, like happiness that I, it fulfills the happiness that I've been looking for. But even if they're not, it's not necessarily the person. It's the fact that this person is also gay and accepts that you're gay and you guys have sexual attraction to each other. But when it goes beyond that, when it's just like you and person to person, would you guys still choose each other?
Right.
And the answer for you is no.
Yeah.
And I feel like that could be the case for a lot of you guys. It's like, we don't really choose each other, but right now no one else is accepting us and people don't get it. And I've been bottling this up and like, I love the fact that I can be myself to some degree in this category of my life. So like, let's fucking go.
Well, doesn't that just lend to okay, well, maybe you just need to figure your own shit out. Like, if you are feeling this way and needing so much from somebody, maybe you should be looking in the mirror. You know what I mean?
Like, I need to look in the mirror because I haven't. Yeah,
if you meet somebody and suddenly you've have this newfound like fucking bliss of life, of course there's that, you know, halo effect, you know, when you do meet somebody and have that initial attraction. Of course, I don't deny that, but if you are saying that you're meeting somebody and like they're fucking, you know, imploding the world as you knew it, that sounds
unhealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It is probably unhealthy. And that's what I mean with the whole lust thing. Like, you meet someone and that's why the very first girl I ever liked, or like the first girl I ever like went on a date with that I actually liked, I was more into the idea, not looking back on it, I was more into the idea of her, not necessarily who she was. Cause bro, I had no idea who she was. Mm-hmm. She was younger than me. She was like she was really pretty, but like I didn't know her at all.
Yeah.
But I was so like wound up in this idea of being with a girl and so excited about it, yeah, that I put a lot of stock in this person because she was a girl.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that like you guys are also doing that. If you are, I don't know if you are, maybe I'm the only person, but it makes sense that you would do that because you're excited about this part of your life. This person's here to, like, you know, be that person.
Yeah.
And it ends up all crashing and burning in some cases. And you are, you know, fully dependent on each other for each other's happiness because you were like, I was unhappy in this category of my life. I waited on you I'm expecting you to make me happy now. And
you shouldn't do that though.
I know. I'm not doing that. Okay. I'm fully not doing that. But I would see how it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, for example, like what you just said, it makes sense that like, if you were unhappy and you were looking for an out, were you looking for her to make you happy to an extent that she essentially was not responsible for?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. And that was a huge reason for the end is, yeah, I put every bit of my being into her and wanted that back. And I wouldn't admit that. Well, I never understood that. I never in the moment, I was like, yeah, no, this is like a healthy relationship. This is how like it's supposed to be when like I've literally shed every bit of me basically and taken on every bit of her. Like,
so if you shed yourself when you U-Haul, I feel like that's a common thing. Like, what do you mean when you say you shed yourself? Cause I think I know what you mean, but I want you to like explain it.
Well, like my just everyday life. I mean, yeah, I was basically living at her apartment. We would stay at her house every night. Mm-hmm. I really only hung out with her friends. You and I stopped hanging out. I stopped hanging out with my friends. My family shit was popping off, so I didn't even have my family to like really fall back on.
You weren't cooking anymore.
No, I wasn't doing shit because it was this now. And I though, yeah, like that. So that's what I'm saying. I though in the moment was like, no, like this is just what love is. This is just what a relationship is. This is how I'm gonna be happy and fulfilled, and her too. And I thought that I was doing everything that I could for her, and I assumed what would make her happy, and I assumed her needs when I don't think I really actually even knew a single one.
Do you feel like you lost yourself in that process? Like, you...
Yeah, yeah. But I think that that's what that was for. It was that good old rock bottom, you know? And I hate to call it rock bottom because that gives it such a negative connotation in a sense of, you know, you think about somebody who's literally like laying in a gutter, which wasn't where I was physically, but I think I was emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were. And it's not her fault.
No, no, no. Yeah.
It's just you needed that experience to
find
that out about yourself.
So yeah, to answer your question, like, yeah, I lost myself, but I had to be a neutral so I could, you know, get where
now.
I am now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just a concept I thought that I could fight for so long. Or it was a concept actually that I thought that I had already achieved. I thought that I had already gone through all my metamorphoses and I was a fully formed person and I was healthy and I knew what I wanted and I knew what I needed. And I also knew how to give that to everybody else around me, when really all I was doing was giving everything to everybody else around me because I just didn't want to have anything for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I'm like grateful in the sense that you went through that or no, I am because I mean, as shitty as it was, I'm happy because I feel like you wouldn't be where you are now unless you went through that.
Yeah.
And I feel like the other girl that I asked to be with me after 5 days, psychopath, absolute psychopath. And she said no.
Tried to pretend and tell me that she didn't, but I fucking knew she did.
No, I fully did. Thank God she said no. Because now, like, we're like months later and I'm like, yo, like, not thank God because like I never want to be with her at any point, but just like we didn't know each other, bro. Like I didn't know her fucking morning routine at that point. I didn't know what she did when she got mad. I didn't know how she would act when like her family wanted to come for the holidays or whatever. Like you are just so obsessed with like the idea. Yeah. And that is why we're U-hauling. And I mean, I just realized that is it. We're obsessed with the idea. Yeah. So should we all be straight now? Even not laugh at the end. I was like, bro, I can't.
Dude, that was so good. Nice one.
The answer? Be straight.
The answer? Suck dick.
Answer? Lil sucky sucky. No, I'm just kidding. Although,
maybe.
You know, figure your shit out.
Anything
that makes you happy, go off, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, we just got fucking deep.
Did.
Yeah. Let us know. Like, I'm like actually curious, like, because I haven't been in this game for a minute. Like, why are you U-hauling? Why are you moving in with your girlfriend after so fast? Why do you feel it necessary to call yourselves official ASAP? Why do you feel it necessary to like just have that, all of it, so fucking quick? I truly want to know. And if it's successful, if it's not successful, if it's toxic, if it's healthy, like let us know, because I genuinely like I'm curious to find out what your guys' experiences are.
Comment below.
Yeah. No, seriously, DM. So yeah, I guess that's it for this episode. Follow us on Instagram or DM us on Instagram your stories. Blake underscore Erin, E-R-I-N underscore, and Madison is?
Madison the Stallion with 4 N's and 2 E's. 4 N's, 2 E's.
Too hard. Change it.
For real.
Change it.
So fucking
way too hard. Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys on the next one. Happy U-hauling.
Peace.